This is Tracy.
And this is Sheila, and we are Spy Fat Chicks.
And today's episode is going to be a little bit of a potpourri. It's going to be about a bunch of coffee places that we've liked. And they kind of do dessert, too. So,
coffee and cafes.
Yes, coffee and cafes. Though before we start, I do just want to toss out that we went to the LCBO today, and we were really excited because they had six packs of Poptical Illusion. First time we've seen it in the LCBO to be bought, which means it's out there now. You can get it. You don't have to go to the brewery in Barrie, so very exciting.
And there's only one six-pack left, so run out and get some.
Yes, that was extra exciting.
Yes.
That means people are drinking it, which is even better. So, on to coffee. Right now, as you can tell by the background noise, we're out and about.
We're at the Mariposa Market Bakery and Cafe on Mississauga Street in Orillia, Ontario.
Mm-hmm. We're going to start with this place because I love this place. I gush about this place whenever we're here about how much I want to do a podcast about it, so I'm really excited because I've wanted to do one about this place since we started. I don't even know where to start. The impressions when you walk in, it's overwhelming.
All right. Well, when you first walk in, it does have some gift stuff, but it mostly has baked goods, breads, buns,
cookies,
sweet loaves, like dessert loaves.
Yeah.
For sale on racks. There's a little cold case with a bunch of cakes. Mm-hmm. It's actually a 360-degree cold case. It's like an island.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got cookies, cakes, and
they do some, like, brownie bars, and the Nanaimo bars are up there, I think, too.
Some stuff like that.
And they have cakes on display that they decorate, so they do cakes for events, too.
And then if you continue going in, there's a really, really, really long, the longest I've ever seen, dessert cold case.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably, like, 40 feet long.
It's long.
And it's filled with all different manner of sweets. It's filled with savory flatbreads.
Lunch things, salads, sandwiches, yes.
Yeah, all different kinds of stuff. Donuts. Different pastries, like Tracy just had an eclair today. I had a mini Black Forest cake.
Mm-hmm.
Stand there in line and wait, and look at all the delicious things.
Yes, if you come in, depending on the time of day, you're going to wait a while. We've walked in and had the line be all the way past the long cold counter. And then we've come in, like today, where there was almost no line at all. We were the next person up as soon as we walked in. So it just depends on when you show up, what day of the week it is. I still want to talk more about the building itself, because it's so cool.
Okay, so we'll pause there and look around a little bit.
Yeah, well, you walk in and it's one of many stores owned by the same people. The Mariposa Market itself is in the middle. To either side of them, they have different gift shops. And then there's just a gift store underneath that's not associated with them called Auntie Anne's. We'll talk a little bit about that later, too. But
we have talked about them before.
Well, that's Apple Annie's down the street, but I think they're associated with each other because they sell the same teas and coffees.
Yeah.
But anyway, so this place, they have this gorgeous painted tin ceiling in here. I think it's the original.
Yeah.
You could tell the building's been here for a while. It's one of the original buildings in Orillia, and they've kept it up, and it looks great. I walk in, and I'm a huge Dickens fan. I think I'm one of, what, four people in the world that actually like to read Charles Dickens and, like, enjoy it.
They made you, and you were like, yay!
Yeah, I was the only one who was ever happy about that in high school.
Great expectations! Woo!
Whenever I walk into here, especially around the holidays, it reminds me every single time of A Christmas Carol, Old Fezziwig's Christmas Party, when Scrooge was his apprentice, and he would go to the Christmas party. Every movie I've ever seen with that scene, this place reminds me of it. Because it just has that almost Victorian feel to it.
Yeah, well, it is quite an old building, and it wouldn't surprise me if it did date back past turn of the century into the late 1800s.
I think it does to mid to late 1800s. It's at least as old as the building we live in, and ours is 1860s.
Yeah.
So it's up there.
Well, part of it, too, is there's a little seating area with probably maybe a dozen tables and a couple of booths. And then there's this grand, and that's the only word I could think of to describe it, a grand staircase that comes up. And there's this little landing, I guess.
It's like a half balcony almost through the back
of
the building.
It's a horseshoe-shaped balcony that they have probably
another dozen
12
tables.
To 15 different tables for sitting. It's got a low ceiling, because we have a great view of the tin ceiling that they painted. And then there's
this
ceiling's quite low up here.
That we still don't know what it is back here on the balcony. It's just there for decoration. I can't tell if it's a printing press or something else. We'll take a picture. If somebody can enlighten us, by all means, email us. But it's always been here.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure those aren't the original colors, but then again, I don't know.
But still, it's cool. But, I mean,
it's some sort of antique equipment.
The
it's
decor?
Like a conversation piece.
Yeah, well, because, we're having a conversation about it right now.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
It's done its job well. So
yes.
You walk into the place, and it's overwhelmed. Your senses are hit with sight, sound because it's always busy. There's things baking and clanging and people talking and laughing. And the sight, obviously, because the place is just pretty. The smells, because it smells so good. The touch, because you're going to sit down and just touch the wooden chairs down there or go by and grab samples when they have them out. Yeah, it's the whole place is just a feast for all of your senses. I love it. And the coffee's always been good. Mm. I would, when I was home by myself, if Sheila was at work and I wasn't, if I had a day off and she didn't, I would rather come down here to get a cup of coffee than go to Tim Hortons. And I would. I'd walk the extra block and a half to get here instead of going across our parking lot to Timmy's because the coffee's so much better here.
Yeah.
And the food. Oh, I don't even know where to start. It's all so good. We've never had something we didn't like from here.
Yeah.
And we've been coming here since we moved. I think the second day we moved in, I ran down here to get something. We ran down here to get dessert or get a snack.
Everything's awesome. Their flatbreads are really good. Oh. My favorite is the barbecue chicken one, where it's a piece of flatbread with barbecue sauce, cheddar, chicken, roasted red peppers
on it
that are melted.
I like the Greek one, which is, again, the flatbread with the roasted chicken, and it has feta and some other cheese. I want to say mozzarella, maybe. And it has some roasted peppers and onions on it. And they do different ones. They do a baguette version of the flatbread, which is a piece of baguette with the barbecue chicken and the barbecue sauce and cheese. Yeah. They do meat pies, which are really good. They do the bread wrapped sausages.
Yeah.
The bun sausages.
Those are good, too.
Those are good. Sheila had the Plowman's lunch the one day.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was a neat lunch. That was a very simple one.
It was like a real, like an old pub lunch, you know. It had some cheese. It had a couple pieces of cold cuts. It had a little bun that came with it, a pickle.
Wasn't there some fruit in there, too, I think?
Yeah, I think there was grapes.
Yeah.
It was or strawberries.
It was a neat variety, and it was a lot of food.
Yeah.
I think you almost didn't finish it. I know Aaron polished his off. Aaron was actually here with us. Yeah.
It's like, wow, that was good.
We came down when the guys came in. Yeah. And it really, if you don't want to eat lunch down here, but the lunches are good. I've never been disappointed with it. You can get it to go or eat it here. They're very reasonable. The flatbreads are like, what, $3.99 each?
Yeah.
The meat pies are
$2.99. It's like half the price of a commercial submarine sandwich.
Yeah. We come down here, and really, if we get lunch, it runs us maybe $15 for the two of us.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes with a donut tossed on top.
Oh.
Not always.
Oh, the donuts.
We're going to get to that in the dessert section.
So, oh, okay.
I just want to cover the savory stuff. So you can come down here and get a light dinner or a hearty lunch. They have soups, salads. Their salads always look so good, and we've never gotten them. And they always had that one that made me think
salad?
Of the Panera salad. Yeah, the strawberry salad.
Like
so,
strawberry poppy seed?
Yeah. So the desserts, they rotate them. They're never always the same. They always have the basics.
Yeah. They always have like muffins. They have donuts.
Donuts.
They have eclairs.
Bagels.
Always. Bagels.
Which can be desserty. Then they do the specialty things where they'll do like
little tiny cakes.
Like the one you had today, the Black Forest. We tried to record this episode right after the beer episode, the next day after the beer festival, and we were too podcasted out. But we did come down to get some dessert, and you had a strawberry explosion or something?
Yeah, I actually have a picture of it.
Yeah.
I'll put it up. It's like this puff pastry that they cut an X in it, and when it baked, it like puffed out. And then they filled it with whipped cream and strawberries.
It wasn't filled. It was engorged.
Yes.
It was overflowing with cream, and it was good.
It was a strawberry explosion.
It was a strawberry explosion. It was a feast for the eyes and the mouth.
What did you have?
I think I just had a muffin that day. I had one of the apple pie muffins, because those are really good. And their muffins they have a great variety. They have almost a whole cold case full of muffins. It's not really cold. It's more like a dessert case, I guess.
Right.
But they have a whole case full of muffins, and I've never found one I didn't like. And they switch them up all the time. They do different ones. They always have
the
basics.
They do seasonal ones, too.
Yeah, but they always
have
good.
Like, right now they've got a bunch of pumpkin ones because
it's
fall.
Yeah, and now I know she wants to talk about the donuts. Go
yes.
ahead. Go for it.
Oh, my God. The Texas donuts, they are so big.
They're huge.
They're giant. Like, they have the regular-sized donuts, and then they have the Texas-sized ones that are just...
They're huge. Think of a regular-sized donut. Now, think of how that looked when you were a kid, and that was huge, right? It was like the size of your face. That's what the Texas-sized donuts are as an adult. It almost blots out your face. It's just a super-sized...
You could hold it up as a mask, and people wouldn't be able to see who you were.
Yeah,
they'd say, hey, there's a donut-headed person coming this way.
It's just a super-sized donut with chocolate icing on it. And sometimes they do maple icing ones, too.
Yeah, they usually have two different kinds.
Yeah. And it's such a simple thing, but it makes everybody so happy when they see it. Because you feel like you're eight again. We have a picture of Jamie with it, blotting out her face. We'll have to put that up, too.
Yeah.
because that was just awesome. She's like looking through the hole. It gives you a great perspective, though, of how big the donut really is.
They're ginormous.
They're huge, and they're good. Their donuts are great here.
They're always fresh. They're nice and squishy.
Yes. Oh, they're just... And sometimes you come in and you get stuff fresh out of the oven, like
it's
the muffins,
warm,
and
you're
there's nothing better. And they do cheesecakes. We've had their cheesecake. It's really good.
Yeah.
They do, like, just random things, like score cake.
We had
the score cake before. They have that today down there. So it's a treat. If you're in Aurelia and you're only going to stop one place to get something quick to eat, if you just want a quick bite, like a snack or a dessert, of all the places we've talked of, stop here.
Yeah.
And I love them all. I love, like, all the other little restaurants that we've hit and we've podcasted about. But this is the place not to miss in town because it's so darn cool.
Yeah.
If you're in Aurelia and you need to pick a quick gift up for somebody and you don't know what to get them, stop here. Because if you can't find anything up here in Mariposa Market, you go down the stairs to the other gift shop, Auntie Anne's, and you're going to find something down there.
Yeah, they have fudge.
They have fudge, which is, we might as well just talk about them now.
They should just say that, we have fudge.
We have fudge. That should be their name. We have great fudge. There's a little, and Sheila mentioned the big staircase, the grand staircase. Right in front of that, there's another staircase going downstairs to another gift shop.
It's super cool, though, because instead of being against a wall, it's in the middle of the floor going down, and it's really wide and very, I don't know, what's the word for it?
Grand.
Glorious.
Very Victorian. And it's a cute little gift shop, not owned by Mariposa Market, and they have a little bit of everything. They have tons of cool little cooking things.
Yeah,
like
kitchen gadgets.
Yeah, the kitchen. Well, they have
like
little,
not electric kitchen gadgets, but like egg separators and little whisks.
Yeah,
or silicone stuff like that.
Bundt pans.
Yeah,
and they have like the big bundt pans that are shaped like castles or locomotives or something. And they have the cornbread pans that the indentions
look
like little ears of corn. Yeah,
yeah.
And then they sell like gourmet foods.
They have a local made pottery.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I got a goblet from you for Christmas.
Yes, I did. I did a lot of my shopping last year for Sheila downtown in Aurelia, and I hit Auntie Anne's, and I think I filled most of your stocking with things from down there, because there was so much neat stuff. But they also have little gourmet foods, like sauces and jams and jellies and coffees and teas, and they have a
candy
awesome wall of hot sauces.
Oh, yeah.
If you're really into, like, different gourmet hot sauces, check it out if you're in town, because you're going to find something very cool down there. We got a couple of those for Jamie last year. One was the Flaming O, and it was a little flamingo bent
the
over.
Burnt out bum hole.
Yes.
And
there was the Queen,
the Queen of Hearts.
It was a Queen of Hearts card farting. A little coming out of the side.
Out of underneath the petticoats.
Yes. It was cool. So, and their fudge is phenomenal. They have all kinds of different candies down there, like truffles and things, but the fudge is... And they're every time we walk by, they're like, would you like a sample? They're really pushy.
Yeah.
They're like, take a sample. You have to. You don't understand what they'll do to us if you don't.
Yes.
I don't know if there's a sample quota, but well, you know, if you're going to eat it, you're probably going to buy it because it's too good to resist.
Yeah. Even just a little piece.
Yeah. And there's probably, a dozen types of fudges down there?
Yeah, so, at least.
Yeah.
So there's something for everybody.
And that's, again, not part of Mariposa, but it's underneath Mariposa. So we've talked about one of our favorite places in Aurelia to get coffee. Might as well trod down the street to a place that we've already talked about all the time. We record there.
Oh.
And just give a quick shout out and talk
Annie
about
Ann's.
Them. Annie Ann's.
Annie Ann's kicks butt.
Annie Ann's
we
kicks
love
butt.
Them.
And it's a offshoot of Apple Annie's.
Yeah.
Apple Annie's is the one down the street. Annie Ann's is the one down here.
Okay.
And they sell the same coffees and teas and things and some of the same pottery. But it's like a little coffee house, and it's a very different atmosphere from Mariposa. You come here, and it's a big, bustling family-type thing. You go there, and it's more like a quiet, you're going to sit down and have a cup of coffee with somebody and catch up.
Like a little cafe.
Yes, very much like a little cafe.
This
a little coffee
like
house.
This is more like a bakery?
Yes.
They're more like a cafe.
Mm-hmm. And we record there all the time because it's very quiet. We did try to record in the beginning down here. And we found unless we hit the right time of day, we ran into too much background noise.
Yeah.
And we got frustrated, and then we stopped there, and we're like, wow, this is perfect. We couldn't ask for a better location, especially if we sat close up to the window.
Yeah, then you could people watch.
Yeah. Well, it cut a lot of the background noise, too.
Yeah.
And all of their coffees are great. They have different desserts down there. They're really good. They do paninis.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit of a loose woman for a good panini, and theirs are pretty good. They do some of the wacky paninis, too, that I'm not quite into. Like the ones with the olive tapenades on them, which, not my thing. But Sheila's an olive person. So. But we wanted to give a quick shout-out to them, because it is also one of our favorite places to get a coffee. And we've already talked about it, but we might as well throw it in.
Exactly. So, I guess now I'll take the opportunity to throw out the first cafe that I ever frequented.
Oh, nostalgia.
Oh, nostalgia. And it's really nostalgia, because it's not there anymore.
It's a parking lot now.
Yeah, the building actually burned down, and they built a parking lot over it, but it was called The Different Drum, and it was in Oshawa, Ontario. And that, for me, before I was of legal drinking age, was like the pub where everybody hung out. Mm-hmm. It was like a non-alcoholic pub. And it was run by these two shaggy hippie guys that would always have their dogs there. These big, friendly, sedate mutts that would just wander around from person to person and get petted.
And possibly fed.
Yeah. They had, like, some sandwiches and stuff, but it was mainly a coffee place. They had not very many different kinds of coffee. They had a couple different kinds. They had teas, and they had hot chocolate. The refills there were super cheap. They were like a quarter. Mm-hmm. So I'd go with $5 in my pocket and just spend all night there, just hours, just talking to people, hanging out, being teenagers, you know, talking about political ideas, talking about art, music, history, philosophy, stuff like that.
Literally pub talk, but at a younger age. And it's... She took me there once when we first met, and it was a cool little place. It was literally like a house that was rebuilt into this little coffee shop.
Yeah, it was like a public house.
Yeah, and it had sofas and chairs and tables and comfy spots to sit, and it was really neat. And one of the things missing from my adolescence is a place like that to go. That's something that we didn't really have where I grew up.
Yeah.
So my friends and I just had to hang out at somebody's house. We didn't really have any place to go like it. And I missed that. I wish I had had that to go to with my friends. Where you're kind of away from your parents, and you can talk and do what you want, but you're not doing anything shady, you're not getting in trouble.
No, it's not like you were doing anything bad. They didn't even serve alcohol,
And they stayed open late, didn't they?
Oh, they were open until, like,
midnight. Or two?
Yeah.
And call me crazy, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm too liberal, but I really think every town, every decent-sized town needs someplace like that for people who are underage to go to keep them out of trouble.
Yeah.
Because kids will go someplace like that before they're going to go get into trouble or hang out down by the lake and do things they shouldn't do.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. I mean, this was like my routine when I was a teenager. I'd come home from school, I'd do my homework, I'd eat dinner, maybe get cleaned up, and I'd take a bus, go downtown. By then it was probably about 6 o'clock, and I'd just see who was there. I didn't even phone anybody. That was the kind of place it was.
Yeah.
Where I knew I was going to know somebody there.
Yeah.
So I'd just head out and find somebody that I knew, and we'd just sit and chat.
And that's, again, something I missed from my adolescence. I didn't have that, and I wish I had. I didn't run into things like that till college.
I have so many fond memories of it. I'm really glad that it was around.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sorry it burned down, but they did reopen it someplace else. It was called the Velvet Elvis.
Yeah, we have to check and see if that's
still
around. Still
there. If it is, that may be a place we start recording once we move, because this is our next to last episode in Aurelia.
Yeah.
Our next episode will be our farewell episode. We're going to wrap up all the places we haven't talked about yet, and then we'll be recording from Oshawa. Wow, that'll be wild.
And venturing into Toronto and checking out all things in the GTA or Greater Toronto Area.
Spy fat chicks in the big city. Ooh. So, but we'll definitely give you a rundown of Velvet Elvis if it's still there. We went there once after it opened, and we were up visiting.
Yeah.
And it was, you said it was like The Different Drum, but bigger.
It was like The Different Drum, but bigger, and they also served alcohol.
Well, I thought which The is Different Drum sold, like, beer.
They eventually got an alcohol license.
Okay. So
you could get beer there.
I just
but
love
they still
the
weren't open late.
The Different Drum and Velvet Elvis, that's just such cool names, you know? Mm-hmm. That's like old school taverns would have names kind of like that. Well, not Velvet Elvis, but that would be like an old school tavern name, you know?
Exactly.
Like the Crooked Dog or something like that. The Queen's Head, you know?
Yeah.
I love that. So, moving further south, I don't have any coffee houses for my adolescents, like I said, to talk about. All I have is college. There was one little place in Edinburgh that I never really went to, so I'm not going to mention it. But in West Virginia, in Morgantown, there was a hub of alternative activity. It was a coffee house, and it's an institution in Morgantown.
Yeah, it's still there. You should definitely go check it out if you're in the Morgantown area or if you live there.
And it's Blue Moose.
Yeah.
It's on the corner of Spruce and Walnut. Yes. You can't miss it if you're in the area. If you go to school there, you like coffee, and you've never been there, shame on you. Just like the Creamery in Penn State, we'll wait. Turn the podcast off, go get a cup of coffee, and then come back, and you can listen to the rest.
Or throw us onto your MP3 player and take us down with
you. Yeah, take us down there for nostalgia, because dang, they had good coffee.
Yeah. Oh. They had really, really good coffee. And again, it was like a hangout place.
Yes.
Because they had like mismatched tables, mm-hmm. you know, it looked
games.
Like, yeah.
They had little games sitting around. You could grab a checkerboard and play checkers with somebody. They had books you could
couches.
Read while you were there, couches. They do open mic nights. Bands come in and play. That was the first place we saw Rachel Eddy in the Motown Rounders, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Rachel yeah. Eddy's awesome.
Yeah.
You should check her out on MySpace. I'll post a link.
Yeah, good band. Good musician. She's great. They would do other little things down there, poetry readings. They do a lot of community activities. And if somebody does some kind of plant sale through them, because they'll have all those like homeless plants that don't yeah. get sold hanging around the rest of the year. And the coffee's really good. When you walk in, it looks like an alternative college scene.
Yeah.
Their coffee's the first place I've ever been able to taste flavored coffee and actually was like, oh, that does taste a little bit like cinnamon or chocolate
yeah.
or whatever. Most places it just smells like it, but it doesn't have a flavor to it. They were the first ones. Their cookies were really good.
Yeah.
Their baked goods were always
great. They have an expanding menu. Now they're serving breakfast.
Well, they've been serving it for a couple years.
Yeah.
But they do a breakfast only up till part of the day. It's
yeah.
really good.
Their sandwiches are really good.
Yes, their sandwiches are good. And if you're a vegan, they actually have some vegan desserts, too, like cookies
yeah.
and things. So you can go down there and actually find things to eat.
I'm not vegan, and those cookies were actually pretty good.
I know, I was impressed.
I'm not vegan, but I am a fat chick, and I like cookies.
Yeah,
so.
And we were happy with those, you know. They must be decent. It just, it deserves a its own little...
Exaltedness.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has a special place in our pantheon of cool places to go get a bite or grab a quick drink.
Definitely. And they have free Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So you always see people down there doing homework. You see people meeting, hanging out there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, as Tracy said, there's different events that they have too, like open mic and things like that.
Oh, and they have that cool counter along the window. It runs along the window, literally on the corner.
Yeah.
And you can sit there and you can people watch and drink your coffee. And.
Well, I hope so. Cause
well, it used to be there.
I'm sure that they replaced it.
The week before we moved, somebody went crashing through the front window, the Walnut Street window.
Yeah.
Somebody was...
So they were coming home from work.
Mm-hmm.
They fell asleep at the wheel because he'd worked all night. And he just cruised through the intersection, crossed the lane, and crashed right into it. And thank God nobody was actually sitting there.
It was right before they opened.
Nobody got hurt.
Yeah.
But it totally destroyed the window. It, like, broke down a bunch of the bricks that were...
Part of the wall was pushed in. Yeah,
yeah.
They had it all boarded up.
And, but they actually were fixing it the last week that we were there,
mm-hmm.
so...
And I'm sure Jesse or someone will let us know if... When we put this up, oh yeah, it is fixed, or you know, here's a new picture of it, or whatever.
Right.
And it's thank God it was half an hour before they opened, if that. Because really, half an hour later, they would have had a bunch of people sitting at that counter eating breakfast.
Yeah, and somebody would have gotten hurt or killed.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and one of the other cool things about it, they actually have a bar in it. It's like a bar that you could sit at, like a coffee bar.
Yeah.
Which is neat because you walk in, it almost looks like a
pub. Like a diner.
Yeah.
You know.
And they have some beers on tap. Not
yeah.
like Coors Light. It's like Guinness and I think Rogue.
It's gourmet beers,
yeah.
yeah. They do have a lot of the Rogue Ales.
You can go down there and get a beer if you want a beer and the rest of your friends want coffee. And it's open until about midnight, so it's a little bit
yeah.
of a later kind of hour place. It's a really good place. Might as well also toss a quick shout out to a little place that was across the river from Morgantown. That it opened up that last year we were there.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was the Almost Heaven Dessert Place.
Yeah, that place is really cool.
That was in the plaza where Big Lots and Pizza Hut are.
In Westover.
In Westover. And their coffee was good, everything was good, but their cheesecakes were heavenly.
Well, the chick was a baker first.
Mm-hmm.
She was a...
Well, there's other...
She specialized in making cheesecakes, didn't she?
Yeah, well,
there's
other branches of it. I think it's based out of Clarksburg.
Yeah.
And then they opened a northern chain up here. Well, up here,
An additional
I wish.
Location.
An additional location in Westover. And if you're jonesing for a good cheesecake in Morgantown, that's definitely the place to go. And they also do open mic nights and things.
Yeah, they have a little stage there.
Yes.
And they do have really good coffee and really good teas as
mm-hmm.
well.
That's good.
So we've covered most of the little coffee places we really like and we wanted to talk about. I want to talk about two chains. One northern, one southern. And by northern and southern, I mean Canadian and American. Because coffee is a huge part of the culture up here. I am amazed. Americans, we sit back and we think, well, what's Canadian? What would we consider Canadian? First thing that comes to mind is, well, hockey's Canadian. You think hockey, you think Canada. Or you think Canada, you're going to think hockey. And now I've also learned to think coffee is Canadian. Even though it doesn't grow here, coffee is very Canadian because of Tim Hortons. Those of you who've never been to Canada, you may have run into a Tim Hortons restaurant in the state. Some of the franchises. Some of the franchises have come further south. There's supposed to be one in Clarksburg.
Wow.
I was like, wow. Yeah.
That's brain breaking.
Yeah, I know. And it's a coffee and donut place. And up here, it is a way of life. People don't even really make coffee at home anymore, some of them. They just go to they call it Timmy's. They go to Timmy's and they just get a cup of coffee there. And there's a special lingo when you order.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have to order right. You're not going to get what you want. Say, if I were in the States, I'd go up and say, I just want a regular coffee, medium regular coffee. They'd give me a black coffee. If you come up here and order regular, you're going to get
one sugar, one cream.
One sugar, one cream is a regular coffee. So if you wanted one sugar and one cream in your coffee and a large, you'd say, okay, I want a large regular. If you want two sugars and two creams, you go up and say, I want a large double-double. If you want three sugars and three creams, you go up and say, I want a large triple-triple. And they know exactly what you mean.
If you're ordering the extra large coffee, you need lots and lots of cream and sugar, you can order the 4x4, which is four creams and four sugars.
Wow,
and
extra large 4x4.
Well, the extra larges are really,
it's
really
like 24
huge.
Ounces or something,
so,
isn't
yeah,
it?
I can see why you'd actually need that much sugar and cream.
Yeah.
Because even my mom orders it different. If it's a medium, she gets double-double, but if it's a large, she gets triple-triple.
Yeah.
Because the extra coffee, you need a little bit more sugar and cream.
Yeah.
And everybody uses cream here.
Yes.
Or 10%, not just milk.
Yeah, which
generally
in the States you maybe have dairy, non-dairy creamer out, and maybe you have half and half, which is what, 5% or 8%?
10%.
10% is it?
10% is half and half.
Okay, 10% is half and half. Here, you go out to a coffee place, you're gonna see maybe milk, definitely half and half, and you're gonna see a heavier cream too, like a 15 or 18%.
Yeah.
And if you don't have cream, people are like, why isn't there any cream? Because they don't
put
milk
in
it.
What kind of a joint is this?
They don't put milk in it. They put cream in it. So, but Tim Hortons, it's a way of life, and it's still, people ask me all the time, was there any culture shock, or, you know, are you still adjusting the differences? And there were so few differences to adjust to, but I have to admit, the Tim Hortons thing was just...
crazy?
I still can't wrap my brain around it, because people say, I'm doing a Timmy's run, and you just see 5 or 6, oh, really? I need this, this, and
you
this.
You see all this and see money and lists all flying?
Yes, it's a big deal, like, that's...
Well, and like,
wasn't Aurelia. Ever in my vocabulary before.
How many people are there in Aurelia? What's the population
roughly
here?
Roughly 30,000-ish.
And there's four.
Is it five? I thought it was five.
Five Tim Hortons.
The one by Teletech. There's the other one just down the street from Teletech in the Zares Plaza. There's the two out past...
on the highway.
Out by the highway exit.
And
there's
the one
downtown, and there's the one that's out by the other highway entrance. That's down by the LCBO.
So there's six.
There's six for 30,000 people.
Six Tim Hortons in a population.
And they're always busy.
Yeah.
Oh, you stop at the wrong time of the day.
And there's other coffee places, too, like Country Style, mm-hmm. Coffee Time. There's another chain called Baker's Dozen, but they don't have anything here.
No.
So you're sitting there going, how... the market must be saturated. How are these places staying in business?
But you still wait in drive-thru.
They're always busy.
Yes.
Yeah, there's always at least one person in drive through. You never pull up to Tim Hortons and you're the first person there. There's always somebody ahead of you.
I've done it, I think, at 3 in the morning, you know? And even then you wait sometimes. And they're open 24 hours, which is so cool.
Yes.
Timmy's is open all the time. You can go in. And they don't have donuts ready, but they're open. And their donuts are really good. Now, I'm still a Krispy Kreme heretic, and I don't
That's
think
okay.
they quite
Krispy
beat out.
Delicious.
They don't beat out a fresh Krispy Kreme, but for regular donuts, they're darn tasty. Timbits, the little donut holes.
Yeah.
I think those were the original commercial donut holes, too.
They might be. They're the little donut holes, and you can get them either in a small pack, which is like, what, 10 or 12?
There's 10.
And then there's medium.
20.
And then there's the
large
really big one.
Large is either 30 or 40. It's like huge. Yeah.
Yeah. You can take those to like parties and stuff, and people mm-hmm. will be happy. And
if you need knee spreads, they're great for knee spreads.
Yeah. Well, and they're not just regular, just vanilla or like glaze. They have like little filled ones with powder on them and
I
stuff.
I know. They have like jelly filled donut holes.
Yeah.
I mean, that just. Oh.
So I mean, because most places you go and it's just like you can have either glazed or chocolate. With Timbits, there's like all different kinds.
Yeah. So I'm still wrapping my brain around the coffee culture up here because it's.
It's almost like it still is a holdover from like the 1960s when people would go out for coffee or have coffee after dinner.
Yeah, I guess. It's more pervasive than that. It's all over. I don't even have a way to describe it, but it's something
that... It's like how the English drink tea.
It's the most Canadians foreign thing up here that I've seen.
Really?
And I thought American people drank a lot of coffee, but we've worked with people who they would have 3 or 4 Timmys a day.
Yeah.
They'd get up and get one on the way into work. They'd go out for one at lunch. They'd pick one up at home, and they say they'd get one at night, too. I'm like, you know, there's these things called coffee makers,
and you buy coffee. They'll make 12 at a time.
And I'm thinking of razzmatazz. It has, like, that often blend, Jamaica Me Crazy. I'm like, yeah. I'd rather go get a pound of Jamaica Me Crazy and make it at home. They're like, nah, I'll just stop at Timmy's. And the coffee's good. It's good.
And it's not expensive.
Plain coffee. No.
You can still get, like, a really, really big coffee for under $2.
It's like $2 for an extra large, I think. Or $1.89 plus tax for an extra large.
I mean,
large.
The little wee ones, I always get the small, because by the time I finish drinking it, it's cold. Otherwise, it's, like, a dollar.
Yeah, it's an affordable luxury, so I can see why it's a big thing, and I understand when it's cold out, it tastes even better. In the summer...
I just can't stand drinking it in the summertime. It's too hot.
Yeah, unless you're air-conditioned, it's way too hot. But that had to go in the coffee episode, because it's so pervasive.
You can't really fit it anywhere else, because you can't really do its own episode on it.
No.
Because that's all there is to say about it.
It's but they're everywhere. You can't swing a dead cat without hitting a Tim's franchise.
Yeah.
We were going someplace with Sheila's mom, and we missed the Tim Hortons to stop for coffee. And I'm like, don't worry, there'll be another one in a block or two. We're in Canada.
And there was.
And there was, and I pulled over there. But it's also great for a rest stop, too.
Yeah.
You're driving someplace you need to go.
Because they're all over the place.
They're all over.
Oh, it's named after a hockey player, Tim Horton, who was killed in a car accident. I'm not sure if he retired or if he was still playing hockey. We actually watched a biography on him.
I think he might have been still playing, but he was doing stuff on the side. Because he had a car dealership at one point, too.
So he opened it up, and then after he died, his wife ended up selling the rights to it for not enough.
Like barely $1 million, I think, or $1.5 million.
She's got, like, nothing now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty sad.
Yeah, because it's, like, a probably $1 billion chain right now. And they're all over Canada. You can't miss them.
They're, like... There's more Tim Hortons than there is McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, Morgantown, we had, what, 3 or 4 McDonald's?
Yeah.
And up here in a smaller town, there's more Tim Hortons than we had McDonald's in Morgantown.
There's 2 McDonald's.
Yeah.
And 5 Tim Hortons.
6.
6.
So what else do you want to add in? Anything? Any place we've missed?
I don't think so. This is, again, partly, as we find more places, we'll do more episodes about coffee.
I want to check out that Bulldog place in Toronto that they did a restaurant makeover episode on.
Oh, yeah.
That one looks really good. Cool. So. And we didn't talk about the special coffees, though. You can't get an espresso at Mariposa. You can get it at Auntie Anne's down the street. They do espresso. They have that thing going. You can definitely get it at Blue Moose, and they have some of the best espresso cappuccino we've ever had. And Blue Moose also, don't remember if Auntie Anne's does it, but I know Blue Moose does the soy milk, too, for those who have my particular problem with milk, so you don't have to worry about that. I know the other, we didn't talk about the other chain I wanted to mention, too.
Go ahead.
Tim's doesn't do cappuccino or espresso, but they have, like, the instant ones, and they do, like, the iced cappuccinos and the blended
with the
drinks.
Machine.
Yeah.
Pours out.
I want to talk about Panera, because there's a lot of people up north who listen to us that haven't really seen Panera.
Panera is awesome.
And chains are evil, but I love Panera. It's not an evil chain, and it's a bakery / cafe, and they do really good baked breads. Bagels, little desserts, and they do great sandwiches, salads, and soups, and really good coffee. They usually have a Wi-Fi spot for you in the restaurant.
You can hang out.
Yeah, they usually have some comfy chairs that you can, like, work on homework or read or do something like that. We would go in Morgantown when we did laundry. I was always excited when it was laundry day because it was Panera Day. And there was always students lousing up the place. No. But there were always people there working on professors, students, lawyers, whatever, doing things on their laptops or writing frantically. The food's really good. I mean, everything's so fresh there. And their bagels, they have a great bagel deal where you could get, like, a big box of bagels and the cream cheese and everything with it. It was like a breakfast pack to go that you could take to the office or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Because, like, whenever the guys would come to visit, they'd sometimes bring Panera bagels in. Mm-hmm.
Yes, or if we were lucky, they stopped at a little place in Edinburgh, the Lakeside Bagels, and they'd bring those with them.
Lakeside Bagels are awesome.
We'd get the Panera ones.
Yeah,
Pretty good. If we were going to do something, soup in a bread bowl or chili in a bread bowl, I got lazy and I didn't bake the bread myself. I'd go to Panera and get it, because you could get a bread bowl for, like, under $1. Just a plain little bread bowl you could hollow out. They'd even cut it for you if you wanted.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to cut it at home, and then you were ready to go. So if you're a Canadian traveling south and you want a good place to stop for coffee and a sandwich, really good food.
Yeah.
And it's not...
Because we always go and play board games.
Yeah.
We're waiting for laundry.
And it's one of those places where it's very healthy. They try to avoid the trans fats. They don't have them in anything they cook. They use a lot of whole grains when they bake, so you can get, like, a whole grain baguette or whatever. So you can go there. You really aren't going to hurt your waistline too much if you're watching what you eat.
Yeah.
They did great combo meals where it was, like, half a sandwich and a bowl of soup.
Yeah.
It was really
good.
They
had little salads, too. Yeah. The salads were good.
They had that one you loved with the poppy seeds and the sesame.
Yeah, strawberry poppy seed.
Oh, it was really good. So
we should talk payment too.
Oh yes.
So
let's go start at the top.
Yeah.
Portion size and payment. Mariposa, cash, debit. I don't know if they take Visa or not. They may
not
if you're buying like a big cake or something. Never tried.
Right. And portion size is probably about a 3.
Yes. An average person will be happy with whatever you get. Aaron will go back for more.
Yeah. Or if you're hungry, you'll
More. Yeah. Now, if you get dessert with it, if you include dessert with it, you bump it up to a 4. Like,
yeah.
If you get a flatbread and a dessert, you're definitely going to be 4.
Yeah, you're covered.
Yeah. Apple Annie's is more of a dessert place. They do cash and debit there. Portion size is a 3 because it's dessert. I don't really count that as filling yourself up. The paninis are decently sized. I'd say a 3. Blue Moose, they do debit, but it has to be over $5, I want to say.
Yeah.
They do cash, and they do, well, debit is Visa down there, so Visa or debit. Panera does everything cash, Visa, and debit.
Timmy's,
cash.
Or MasterCard, which is really weird.
And it's annoying.
Because you can't use debit there for some reason, so.
Well, they maintain it's because they want to keep the speed up in the drive-thru, because they have such a I don't want to say turnover, but they have a high volume, yeah. So, with a MasterCard, if it's under a certain amount, they'll do that. It's like they call it a ceiling limit, where if it's under $20 or $25, all they have to do is swipe your card, and you don't have to sign for it. Visa does the same thing in the States, because Sheetz will do that in the States. So, that's how they can accept MasterCard and still keep their flow going at a decent pace. Whereas, with debit, you have to stop and put your PIN in and everything, because it's not a Visa debit here, so they can't put a ceiling limit on it. So
but it's still weird.
That's why they don't take it, which is annoying, because I am not a friend of cash. I should be a friend of cash. I should carry it more often, but Sheila's usually the one who carries the cash. I usually carry the debit. But she has a debit, too, but I'm the one who's more likely to use debit. You're more likely to use cash. And I can't just run across the street and get a coffee because they don't take my card.
Yeah.
So
you have to stop at the bank, get money out.
Yeah. Though if you're a regular Timmy's drinker, what you could do is get one of their gift cards and every payday put like $30-$40 on it.
Put on your coffee allowance.
Yeah.
Whatever you think you're going to spend.
Yeah, and then just, you know, swipe that as you go, which may be an acceptable alternative for some folks.
Yeah.
I think that's all of them. Velvet Elvis will let you know what they take.
Yeah.
That's
I imagine we're going to be doing a scouting mission.
Oh, yeah. Probably the week after we move, so.
Yeah.
All right. You good?
I'm good.
I'm good, too. Well, any questions, comments, requests, we really appreciate it. We've actually gotten a little bit of feedback lately.
Which is really, really nice.
And
thank you.
If you're curious, we put it up on the Podbean site, actually. The comments go there automatically, and we try to respond to them. And I do thank Mer, M-E-R, for giving us some feedback about hookahs when we talked about the Middle Eastern episode. She set us straight. I was horribly wrong. It's about a 50-50 mix on tobacco and the shisha mix, which perfect. And she gave even more good information up there that we didn't have. So
and she's actually got a blog too called Brain Douche.
Mm-hmm.
So go check that out.
Which we may do a snack on. We're not sure. We haven't even checked. I've checked it out briefly, but she's really cool and she gave us some great information. And we've had some other stuff given to us. The one fellow sent some information about sushi. He sent a good sushi guide, which we put up on the sushi episode in the comments section. You can check it out. And there's some stuff we didn't even know listed there too. So please, email us. We love hearing from people who listen to us. We're excited. We get excited when somebody emails us that we don't know. We're like, oh, but somebody beside our friends are listening to this? Oh, my OMG. Because it's really kind of started out just for our friends to hear from us. And it's exciting when other people picked it up.
Yeah.
And if you really want to help us out, what you can do is go to Podbean and sign up for a free account and then subscribe to us. Because the more subscribers we get, the closer we get to Podbean actually promoting us.
We'll be on the splash page.
Yeah, then they'll start putting us on some of the splash pages.
Featured podcast.
But you have to hit a certain critical mass of listens, which means you actually have to listen on the podcast site, or subscribers. And once we get enough subscribers, they'll pay attention and say, hey, something's going on here. So if you want to help us out there, tell
That's
a friend
a
about us,
it.
Or sign up for the free account and add us as a subscriber.
This is Sheila.
And this is Tracy.
And this is just a little addendum to the coffee episode. There are actually some Panera locations in Ontario.
Woohoo!
There's one in Mississauga, Thornhill, and Richmond Hill. So hopefully there'll be more Paneras, because Panera's a good thing. We found out some really sad news about the Velvet Elvis online.
It's gone. It's defunct. It didn't burn down, though, like the Different Drum, which is a good thing. It's not a parking lot, but it's no longer operational. So we'll see if we'll find any other cool coffee shops in the Oshawa area.
Definitely. And we also found out a little tidbit about Apple Annie's. There was always some sort of confusion if it was the cafe was affiliated with the gift shop. It turns out that it's actually two stores owned by a pair of sisters.
So the Apple Annie's Cafe is an extension of the gift shop.
There you go. I guess this is just a little appendix to the podcast, yes. But we had enough information we found out after the fact. We thought, you know, we should probably toss this in there, but I'm excited there's Panera.
Yeah, in case someone just read the notes. Make sure that everybody knows.
Yes. Anything else to add?
That's it.
All right, this is Tracy.
And this is Sheila, and where's Vibe Fat Chicks? Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed this Vibe Fat Chicks podcast. Please add us as a friend on MySpace and or Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. Please email your comments, questions, or suggestions to zweifatchicks@gmail.com. That's zweifatchicks@gmail.com. Our theme music is Hot Swing by Kevin MacLeod. Our podcasts, like Mr. MacLeod's music, are protected under a Creative Commons attribute copyright. You can make copies of our shows and share them with friends, but please make sure that credit is given. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you have a great day.